Hare Krishna. The other day I was narrating about the lessons as I can from the crow, and today is the lesson from the frog. Difference between the crow and the frog, aside from their species, is that the frog was dead, and not only was he dead, but he was actually, mold. He was covered in mold. Let me explain. In the garden of Radha Damodar's temple here, where I'm staying, we put up a tent for the summer. Usually I sit out there in that tent to write. This year it was so rainy that I didn't have that much opportunity. But we're also building a wood storage and a little warehouse in the back of the house. So it was used for a lot of things. We were stored there. My big table was there, and other things, including a mosquito net that I use. And so the mosquito net was on top of the table, and now our little warehouse is finished, and we're able to keep, because up to now, for the last 15 years, wood is always sitting outside and it's always getting wet. It doesn't do any good for the stove. So now finally wood can be dry, it can dry out, and we also have other storage area for other things. Anyway, we're moving everything back, and Shambhari took the mosquito net, and he thought that it was time to retire it, so he put it on top of the wood, and I was looking at it. We were looking at it, thinking, well, should we retire it, or just wash it, and it's good for another season? And it really smelled badly. And so I was just turning around, and then I noticed that inside the net, there was a big frog. And the frog was dead, and not only was it dead, but it was completely white, covered in mold. Amazingly enough, maggots and other creatures hadn't got to it. And so, well, that was that for the mosquito net, obviously. And we did the funeral rites for the frog. We took him out in the mosquito net into the back of the yard, and we burnt him. Of course, his soul has already achieved a superior destination, being either liberated or gone back to Godhead, having left his body in Radha Damodar's garden, Radhu Shyam's pastime place, and New Brajadam. So, but it made me think that this is very similar to our plight. The frog crawled into that. It was up on the table, so he crawled up on the table, and he crawled into this net looking for something. He thought that he was going to find something that was going to be pleasing to him. But you know what nets are like. Fishermen use nets, hunters use nets, they catch birds with them, and animals. The more you move in a net, the more you become entangled. So he got inside, and he wanted to get out. He couldn't get out. And the more he struggled, the more he struggled, the more he got entangled. And ultimately, he died. He left his body. Frog ki jai. That's very similar to our situation. Krishna bahimukya hone bhogavanchakari. We've also turned away from Krishna. We've come into this material world. Really bent on enjoying. But the end result is that we're actually suffering instead of enjoying, just like the frog. He thought he was going to find something good, but he was getting hungrier and hungrier and just getting deeper and deeper entangled in the net. Similarly, as a result of karmic activities, we become more and more entangled in the material world. We're always looking for the same thing, happiness, but we end up getting more and more distress, and we can't get out. We can get in on our own, but we can't get out on our own. And that's the very interesting thing. You can get into this material world by your own mechanizations, by your own free will, but you can start on the path of getting out by your own free will, but you can't on your own. Actually, there was when we were burning the net, I noticed there was a spider in the net trying to get out, obviously, from getting burnt, and I pointed out to Shambhihari, and he did a quick rescue mission and were able to free the spider so that he didn't get burnt alive. And that's our position as well. Our position is that unless someone takes mercy on us, unless someone sees our miserable plight and comes to save us, we're destined for, well, not just one death in this world, but unlimited deaths in this world where, yeah, our bodies rot away. Mold is, a good version of it. Who is it? And Srila Prabhupada gives this other example, this time of a turtle, that imagine a turtle out in the ocean, completely washed out in the middle of the ocean. What's his chances of survival? Nothing. But then, in the distance, a boat shows up, and that boat comes nearer and nearer and nearer. The boat is one thing, but still, how's a turtle going to take advantage of a boat? But if in that boat, just above the waterline, there's a little hole, and that hole is just big enough for the turtle to crawl in and get relief, that is called a miracle. And that's the only way that you get out of this material world. Krishna, in speaking to Uddhava, he uses this phrase, Guru Karma Dvaram, the boat of the instructions of the spiritual master. Somehow or another, we've been so fortunate that we've gotten Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's blessings. He has given us the opportunity to head on the path home back to Godhead, and other personalities interfered in our lives, as has our spiritual masters and other well-wishers. And here we are. We're on the path back home, back to Godhead. We don't have to take another birth in this material world. How fortunate we are. But if we don't, if we continue simply struggling here in this world by doing more and more and more karma, the end result will be more and more of the same. We'll get more and more suffering, just like that poor frog. So let's remember how fortunate the situation we were in, how kind our well-wishers have been to us, that they saved us from this horrible situation, and let's not lose it. And that's the real important thing. Srila Prabhupada would say that suffering in this material world is really a misfortune, but the greatest misfortune is if you have the opportunity to come in, you've gotten into this hole in this boat, and then you crawl out again, and there are the sharks all around, just about to eat you up. I read this BBC article that some man in the Bahamas, his boat was stalled, and there were quite a few of them in the boat, and he decided to swim to shore rather than wait to be. And they just, that was sometime in the summer, and they just found him in the stomach. Someone just pulled out, caught one of those big sharks, what are they called, white sharks, and they found the man in the white shark's stomach. So that's our chances. If we try to swim out on our own, it won't work. So let's not get out of the boat. Let's just stay in that boat and take advantage of this opportunity, because this material world is a lousy place. Hare Krishna.